Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Vayigash, Chanukah, post-Chanukah, Tavshin Pei. Our learning should be first and foremost to our brothers in Muncie, New York. Refuah Shlemah for Yosef Ben Peril, B'sos Shachal Yisrael, B'shir B'sos Tovus Mamish from Muncie, from all throughout the world, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should protect us, protect the whole world, and our Klal Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, and only B'sos Tovus L'Nishmas Baruch Tzvi B'Nasan Daniel, Sabbath Sal Yezer, Sol Levi. The first idea comes to us from the Halakha Tefer Shlomo. The first idea from the Tefer Shlomo, Memdalad Lamed Beis. And Yehuda is in the first, second pasuk of Sheni, and he's begging Yosef to not take Binyamin. Ki avdecha ore besanar meim avi leimor. Im lo avienu elecha v'chatasi lavi al kol yomim. I was a guarantor to my father that at the end of the day I would sin for all days. I know Rashi said in the previous parsha that he was referring to Olam Haba. What was the deeper idea here? Ki avdecha ore besanar meim avi. Says the Tefer Shlomo, beautiful idea. It was a hint. What was he saying? It was a guarantor, es anami amim avi, that I'm a guarantor to my father. Yehuda's not just saying I'm a guarantor to my father, but it's a yisod of kol yisrael reivim zelazeh. We're responsible. We're guarantors for each other. Of each and every single one of us, when we see our friends maybe not doing so well, we have a chiyuv to daven for them. We have a chiyuv, we have an obligation to be there for them. And that's exactly what he says over here in the Tefer Shlomo. Every single one of us have the ability and have the responsibility to care for one another. And that's exactly why when once Yosef sees this, then he breaks down. And then Yosef wasn't able to hold back anymore. Yosef saw this achdus. Yosef saw that Yehuda's right was understood what it means to be a Jew. What it means to be a Jew. I'm stepping up for my brother, but not just stepping up for my brother. He's teaching us that we have to step up for any Jew. And this is what the Kedushas Eliezer, the Noam Eliezer of the previous school on Rebbe, Zuchan Aleinu, writes. In the Sefer on Chanukah called Kedushas Eliezer, the Noam Eliezer, he writes, he's saying, Al Anisim, then Biyad Tahorim, Biyad Sadiqim, Biyad Hashem, Biyad. What's Biyad, Biyad, Biyad? Biyad is a Lashon Yachid. It should really say, Biday, Biday, Biday. So he says, no, at the end of the day, you want to know how the Chashm Noam were victorious. We were victorious because we were ba'achtus. Because we were victorious because we were b'shleimus with unity and community and caring one for another. And that is the whole insight of why the Chashmonim were one. Why it says b'yad, not b'day, because b'day is plural. B'yad, they were b'yad, because they were going there with Messias Nevesh for the same reasons. At the end of the day, each and every one of us were the Chashmonim were caring for each other. And that's why there's zochah to have the ultimate redemption. And that's exactly what we're going to bring our ultimate redemption. A beautiful insight of Tefer Shlomo and the Shkolana Rebbe. Moving on to idea number two. So we said this in the past, but I have to say it again. The second idea comes to us from the Mujitzer, Perek Mem Hei, Pasuk Aleph. V'lo yochol Yosef l'sapek l'chol nitzavim ala v'yikra hotzi l'chol ish me'alai v'lo amar ish nitobi z'odat Yosef al-Achif. What happens is Yosef is not able to hold himself back anymore, and he tells everyone to leave the room. Says the Divrei Yisrael, a beautiful idea, and he says, what's this mean? V'lo yachol Yosef l'shapik. When a Jew reaches in their life, v'lo yachol. They feel like they can't go on. I cannot do this anymore. I cannot go on with my life. Something's going on. Something's going on with my family, with my friends, with my Judaism, whatever. So I sinned, whatever. Yosef l'shapik. What do you have to do? You have to add on, you have to hold on a little more. Yosef l'sapik means, not just referring to Yosef, who was able to hold on, Yosef l'sapik means for us to be able to hold on just a little bit more. Below Yacho, when you reach that stint, you can't go on anymore. Yosef l'sapik means hold on anymore. The holding of my love. At the end of the day, everything will be washed away. Hold on just a little tighter. This is what Eitan Katz, his whole niggun, a niggun called Ad Masai, is literally written to this Torah. V'lo yachol, you feel like you can't do it anymore? Yosef l'sapik, just hold on a little tighter, hold on a little more, just continue forward a little more. And this reminded me of a maisa that I saw from Rav Weinberger. Rav Weinberger said the story of the Kedusha Sino Bavav, who was killed by the Nazis. He was once playing dreidel with his grandson Rav Natalchik, who would later on be one of the rebbes in Bavav. And he's playing dreidel, and what happened was Rav Natalchik got gimel, and he took the pile. Next thing, he was playing with his grandfather again. He got hay and he took half the pile. And finally, the third time, he spun the dreidel, and his Zeta, the Kedusha Siyam, put his hand over Naftali. Naftali wanted to see what he got. He put his hand over Naftalchik, and he said, Naftalchik, sometimes in life, you don't have to know what it says on the dreidel. You just have to, Maisa v'holach, just continue forward. When it saw this Maisa, just continue forward. This is exactly maybe he's telling him, Naftalchik, maybe Ma'al Pirach HaKodesh. Maybe there might be Jews who might not last after the war, but you got to continue forward. Moisev Hoylich, and that's exactly what the Divrei Yisrael says. Lo yachol, you feel like you can't go on. Yosef l'sapik, continue forward. Just hold on a little tighter to continue forward. A beautiful insight from the Divrei Yisrael, and Rav Weinberger quoting the Maaseh for the Kedushin of Bava. Moving on to idea number three. Deen number three comes to us where Mordechai Vlachovich brought down the Sefer Torah's Ovos. This is where Slonim comes from. So Yosef finally tells his brothers that you have to bring Tata down, bring down Yaakovinu down, and he says, "Memhei Yud Gimel V'Igadeta La'Avi Es Kol Kvodu B'Mitzrayim." Tell Daddy, tell Abba, all my honor in Egypt is Kol Asheru Yisim Mihartim V'Oratim Es Avi Hena. Bring him down quickly. Bring our daddy. Bring our Abba down quickly. It sounds a little arrogant over here, no? Says Mordechai Vlachovich, Davka the opposite. He says, "You want to know V'Igadetim La'Avi Es Kol Kvodu B'Mitzrayim." Don't think Yosef Tzadok said Chas V'Shalom anything arrogant. Umash is a chisi. Want to know why I got called Kvodi? It was because of my Avi. V'Igadetim La'Avi, that it was not just me. Lilo V'Megiyam Uma. But the reason I got all my kavod, the reason I got here, Ela Shakol Nito L'Man Avi. Because at the end of the day, V'Igadetim La'Avi, it was because of my father. It's because of Yaakov. It's Avi Heino. Bring them to be able to see what he, this is all in all merit of what he did. And all merit of how he brought us up and his chinuch. And this end of the day, this reminded me of a story from Rav Weinberger. Rav Weinberger said one year in Parshas Vayeshev, I believe it was in Tavshin Ayin Dal in Yeshiva in YU. And he quoted, what was the insight? And Yosef is mamish by Potiphar, Pharaoh's wife. And she wants to have relations with him. And says, he sees Yuknu Shalav, as Gemara and Sota says. He saw Yaakov's image. Says the Sfas Emes, and I looked to the Sfas, I couldn't find this inside, but Rav Weinberger recorded the name of the Sfas Emes. What does it mean, Yuknu Shalav? It doesn't just mean saw an image of his father. He saw his father believing in him. He saw someone who actually cared for him, who in his entire life always put strength and put positive qualities and put positive reinforcement and positive encouragement into him and put more light and more light and more ore and more menorahs and more ore and ore. He says, at the end of the day, the image of my father means I saw someone who believed in me. And that's exactly what Yosef says here. He says, not just my honor. Everything that I acquire is because of Bishvil Avi. Begatim La'Avi, that everything I am is because of him. And that's exactly what the Sfas Emes says, B'yuk Nishol Avi means that he was able to fight off Bas Potiphar. How important is it for us to be able to make sure we step up and we tell our children how much we believe in them and be able to make sure that we pay it forward, pay back to our families, to tell them at the end of the day, They're the reasons why we become anything. They're the reasons why we learn from our Masor, we learn from our parents, but we're meant to infuse the next generation with positive encouragement and positive reinforcement. Beautiful insight of Mordechai Lechovich, the Sfas Emes moving on to Nirma 4. So the opening pasuk to Revi, the Ber Maim Chaim, as just Yartzeit was last week, says in Memhei Chavches, Yaakov just finds out, Atzechi Ruach Yaakov Avim, Yaakov's Ruach comes back. And the next pasuk says, Vayomer Yisrael, Rav Od Yosef bin Ichai El Chaver Beretar Mamus. I have to go. Yisrael says Yosef is still alive. My son is still alive. I have to go down and see him before I pass away. Very interesting to note. He doesn't say this, but in the puzzle before it says Yaakov, and he goes to Yisrael. We know Yisrael is on a higher level when he feels like things are going well. Yaakov is when things are going down. But what's the deeper idea? It says the Ber Maim Chaim. You may saw that Rav Od Yosef bin Ichai. Just bini. What's Chai? It says, the Iker Simcha of Yaakov, the Iker Simcha of Yisrael, of Yaakov Avinu here was, that Yosef, hu atzadak hanikra chai. That it wasn't just a regular Yosef, that his son, when he saw those wagons, he remembered at the end of the day, he remembered the last sugya that he learned with his tata. He learned the last sugya that he learned about the Egla Arufa. And when Yaakov saw those Egla Arufa, he understood at the end of the day that Yaakov, the Yosef was the same Yosef. And the Iker Chiz that brought to Yosef, what? To Yaakov, excuse me, the Recham that brought to Yosef was the Bnei Chai. That my son was still fiery, he was still passionate for Avodas Hashem. He was still on fire for their Rabbeinu Shem. And this is a Torah that connects very much to Hanukkah. The Yisrael Chardova Bells quotes the Medrash quoted by the Bach and Simon Tov Resh Ayin, that the Yevanim, all the time the Yevanim saw that we lit the menorah, they wouldn't be able to touch us. And they had a Kabbalah. The Kabbalah Yevanim had, as long as we lit the menorah, they would not be able to touch us. So that's why they're Metame Kol Shemanim. We say in Maos Tor, they're Metame Kol Shemanim because at the end of the day they had a Kabbalah. As long as we were lighting the menorah, they don't be able to touch us. And tells the Bells of Rebbe, what does this mean? Lighting the menorah. We know when the menorah tells the Gemara Bava Basar and Daf Chaf Hey that at the end of the day the menorah represents the Torah. Menorah represents our connection to the Torah. Says the Bells of Rebbe, you want to know why they Davka took up? They want to put out all the oil because at the end of the day their job, their mission was to be able to make sure we didn't have the Torah. Make sure that we didn't have the Torah. And that's exactly the insight here. The Yaakov Avinu says when he saw those agalos, he saw my son's still the same. My son is on fire for the Rabbeinu Shem. And that's exactly what the Belzer Rebbe says, that the insight of the Yevonim, they wanted to take away the Torah, they want to take away the lighting of the menorah. Why after the lighting of the menorah? And that's why they're metame kol shemanim, because the shemen was the menorah. Harotah sheyachim yajim, looking for the menorah. If you want to become wise in the Beis Hamikdash, you have to go look to the southern portion, which you know where the menorah was. But as long as we stay true to the Torah, not just learning Torah with our heads, but with our heart, with our neshama, with our soul, then the Yevanim, at the end, they wouldn't be able to touch us. A beautiful insight from Yaakov Avinu, B'ni Chai, that Yosef was a mamash alive and fire for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's exactly the whole essence of what Chanukah is all about, being spiritually uplifted, connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam through Dafka Talmud Torah, but not just learning with our heads, but with our hearts and our souls. Moving on to Adi number 5. Fifth idea comes to us from Nehemiah Emes. And Perek Memvav, Pasach of Tess, probably one of the most emotional psukim in the entire Torah. Vayasra Yosef Mikavto, Vayali Kras Yisrael Aviv, Goshem, Vayari Lava, Yipal Tzavra, Vayivchal Tzavra, Aviv, Od. And what happened was Yosef comes with his chariot and he cries on his father's neck. And Rashi says, why wasn't Yaakov crying? Omer Bazinu Shehayu Korei Yishma, Yaakov is davening Kriya Shema. It says there, Mimis, what's Dafka, what's going on over here? Yaakov was saying Kriya Shema. There's a lot of Torah here. If Yaakov was saying, why wasn't Yosef saying it? Good, not for now. Says the Emor Emes, Yaakovinu was saying Kriya Shema to be able to teach his children for all time. We want to be Miskayim and Golos. You want to be strong in Mitzrayim. It's got to be with Kabbalah and Mechus Shemayim. It's got to be done with accepting responsibility. We're done with commitment and dedication and motivation and loyalty. And that's exactly, Yaakovinu is about to enter the tumah of the world. He says he was teaching Klai Yisrael, was teaching us. You want to be strong Jews in 2019? It starts with Shema Yisrael, Shema Kinochem, Shema Chav, which means it starts with Mesiras Nefesh. And we said it earlier, we'll say it again. Rav Yerucham Olshan Shlita, in his Sefer Yorach Lamo'adim and Chanukah, he writes from the Sefer Tzorah Mor, that at the end of the day, the Chashmonaim didn't have the battles, the strategies, and everything. What did they have? They had the koich of Kriya Shema. You want to know how they were able to win the war against the Greeks? They were Meyachah and the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Shema Lekeinu, Shema Echad, which has the same 25 letters of Shema, which is why Dafka Chanukah is Chanukah Chavei, which is the 25th. Because he says in this whole piece, that the reason why we had the Chashmonaim were victorious in the war, because we were Meister Nefesh for the Ribbono Shel Olam. We were Moser Nefesh with the Koyach of Shema Yisrael. And this is exactly why we won the war. And Yaakov Inu, this is exactly when he gets to Mitzrayim, he starts off Galus by telling a message to his children, you want to know how to be successful Jews? Make sure you live with Kriya Shema, with Mesiras Nefesh, with dedication and motivation and loyalty to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's exactly what his grandchildren did by the with Chashmonaim against the Yevanim. But they didn't go out with these physical strategies and these game plans. It's very important. You have to do your part. But to understand, it all comes from Mesiras Nefesh. When the Ribbono Shel Olam sees Mesiras Nefesh, then he brings the Yeshua. Beautiful idea in the Imre Emes and the Yevre Yerach Lamalim Rav Yerucham Olshan calling the Sefer Sora Morg. Let's just review these five ideas. We start with the Sefer Shlomo, that Yehuda says, Ki avdecha orev zanar me'im avi, that I'm a guarantor to my father. And each one says, Sefer Shlomo, each one of us are a guarantor to our father, either to our father, Chodesh Baruch, but here he's saying to Yaakov Avinu. But each and every one of us says, Sefer Shlomo, each one of us were guarantor to daven for each other, to daven. And that's exactly when Yosef saw this. Yosef breaks down because he saw his brothers understood what it means to be a mishpach, what it means to be a Jew. And this is what the Kiddush Yisrael Yehuda, Noam Yehazar, Skolen, the previous Skolen writes. He says, Timan biyad tohorim, zayidim biyad oiskei sarasecha. It should really say, biyad. What's biyad? Because the koich of achdus, when they were together as one, they were not able to be touched. They were not be touched, and that's exactly what will bring the ultimate Yeshua. It's a beautiful idea from the Sefer Shlomo and the Noam Eliezer. Moving on to idea number 2, the Sefer Yisrael of Majid says, "Leyachol Yosef lisapik." Yosef wasn't able to hold back his tears, but it just doesn't mean that when a Jew reaches the place of a lo yachol, you realize you can't move forward. Yosef lisapik, just hold on a little tighter. Hold on a little tighter. This is what the story of the Kiddush Sion when he's playing the dreidel with his grandson. First he got gimel, he took the whole thing. Then he got hay, he got took half the pot, and then third and the final time, Naftalchik wanted to see, and he put his hand on the dreidel to Baba Rebbe. He looked at his grandson and said, sometimes enough, you don't have to see. And just continue forward. You don't have to see what you got. Maybe just to move on. The whole idea, sometimes in our life, we feel like we're stuck. At the end of the day, we all have those moments. Take those, understand those, that's part of life. Hold on just a little more, and the Yeshua will come right around. Beautiful idea about holding on. That's the Eitan Katz Nigin of Ad Masai. Mamash hearing those words, hearing that to the Torah, this Torah, beautiful idea of the Majitzer, and the Maisa of the Kudra. See, and the third idea was Sefer Mordechai Lechevich. The obvious Kol Kavod Kavod Mitzrayim, to bring down Abba quick, and you can see all my honor here. It sounds a little guy, Ivedik. Sefer Mordechai Lechevich, no. At the end of the day, Yosef was saying, La'avi, everything I had was from La'avi, everything I had was from my father. This is what the Sassemah says in Parshas Vayishev. At the end of the day, why wasn't it Diyuk Nushal Avi? Rashi says, of course, the Gemara and Sota, that Yosef was able to be successful against Potiphar's wife because he saw someone who believed in him. He saw someone who cared about him, who always motivated him. And he said, you understood who he was and said, you're better than this. And at the end of the day, you have to make sure to be able to understand to always give back and show give credit to our parents, to our teachers, to our grandparents who infused us with the wonderful Mesorah of what it means to be a proud Jew. And this is finally, that's the Mordechai Vlachovich of the Sfas Emes, the fourth idea. The Bremaim Chaim, Ayomi Yisrael, Rav Od Yosef Beni Chai. Yisrael says, not just Yaakov, but it says Yisrael here. It's a Beni Chai, that not only my son is alive, but he's alive with passion and commitment and dedication to the Rabbeinu Sham. He's mamash alive for the Rabbeinu Sham. And that's exactly what Yisrael Dov Abel says. The Medrash says, the Yevanim saw had a Kabbalah, as long as we were lining the menorah, they weren't able to touch us. That's why they're metamik kol hashmonim. But they weren't able to get that one flask. But why are they so committed to being in time of the Shemen? Because the Gemara Babazar tells us, the Baal Zarebi, the Gemara Babazar tells us that the Harotah Sheyachim Yajim, Simarach Menorah Bedorim. Someone who wants to come wise, go to the menorah. What does the menorah represent? The menorah represents the Torah. They didn't care for us to be able to learn, like the Avnei Nezer says. They didn't care for us to learn, but they wanted us to, it shouldn't become part of our souls, right? They're all the philosophers, the Avnei Nezer said. The Torah is another subject, use it with your seichel. But as soon as you get to your heart, no, it can't. Torah has to be our passion, it's got to be our life, it's got to be our commitment, especially in these days now, from now until Tu B'Shvat and into Purim. These are the days of Mamash of Torah, Torah Shabbat Peh. That's the beautiful insight of the Bremaim Chaim, that Yosef was, well, Yaakov was so excited when he saw the Zagalos, Beni Chai. Now my son understood what it means to be alive with Torah and commitment and Mamish and being on fire for the Bonesham. Finally, the fifth and final idea. The Emes says, Ayal, Likros, Yisrael, Aviv. And what happened was that Vayipal, Tzavar, Vayipal, Tzavar of Od. And what happened was that Yosef was crying on his father's neck, but Yaakov wasn't crying. Chazal said, Yaakov was saying Kriya Shema. It says the Emes, why was he saying Kriya Shema? Because Yaakov, you know, was giving a lesson to Klal Yisrael. It's all about Kabbalas and Chushmah and Golas. You want to know what it means to be a Yid? It's Mesir Snefesh, dedication, motivation. And this is exactly what Yeruchim Olshan writes in the second essay in the Sefer Yorach Lemoadim. What it means to be a Chashmoni Dika Jew. You want to know how they won the battle? It wasn't because of their physical strategies, because they went out with the Koyach of Shema. Shema Yisrael Shema Kedosh Shema Chod, the 25 letters, Chanu Chafei, with the 25 letters, how to Chanukah is all about. We should be Zochab Ezrashem to take these lessons of Achdus, of being one family, of always caring for each other, of never giving up a hope, even when things are hard, always holding on a little tighter, making sure to give a karz or tov back to our parents, to our grandparents, to our teachers, to our friends, and giving, as they say, giving back, and making sure we look back to give credit where credit is due, to be alive on fire in our Ruchnias, to be alive in our Torah, Talmud Torah, and to mamash to have Mesiris Nefesh, like the Chashmonoim did, like Yaakov Avinu was teaching us, and now in Galus, when he was going into Mitzrayim, Mishra Zohar, Bezhashem, take these lessons to our hearts and to our souls, and take the Kedusha of the Chanukah of Yontov, Bezhashem, throughout the year, Bezhashem, Shkoch.